Before I get into the details of all of that, you can look around. The barn is kind of a mess. I mean, it's clean, but you know, we pulled the elephant skin wallpaper down. It was getting pretty bad. The humidity cycle in the barn kind of just, it gets hot and humid while we're not using it, and then we cool it down, and the wallpaper was just peeling off the walls. And so if you forget what it looked like and you really want to know, there's a light switch over there that's still covered in it. If you want to reminisce one last time, it's probably not going to be there very long. You can pet it. I don't know. It feels like elephant skin. It's weird. It's kind of ugly. But so we liked how light and how much bigger it felt in here, so we'll have a lighter color on the walls. You can see, possibly, if you look by that door, on this side, the wainscoting, or whatever you call that, the trim, is a little darker than the other side. It's going to be a little bit darker yet, but that'll be kind of the dark color for the trim. Then we've got another grayish color for the beams, and then a lighter color for the walls, and hopefully it'll all still tie in nicely with the fireplace. So next couple weeks, hopefully all of that will be done. We can put the blinds back up, and you guys won't be, you know, blinded by the sun as it's going down. So looks like it's behind the hill now, so we're good. But anyways, we're kind of working on that. The painter told me it's going to take quite a while for that paint to cure, so we'll try and do our best not to bang the chairs into stuff for a while. We'll do our best. Eventually, we'll get the carpet switched out. This is one of my many fun projects that I'm having fun overseeing here at the building. So anyway, it's coming along. I was hoping to have it done before this week, but you know, everything takes longer than I think it ought to. So here we are. Another announcement, the REACH conference, our yearly missions conference is coming up. That'll be the first week of October, so October 4th through the 7th, I believe. So make sure that's on your calendar. We'll meet in here. It'll be four more weeks of September, and then the first week of October we won't be in here. We'll be in, obviously, in the big room for the conference that week. And one of those nights, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, we'll be in charge of childcare, so we'll have a sign up go around when that gets closer. And then one more announcement: you guys are welcome to get up anytime you want, get some more snacks. We'll have snacks back there every week, and we have a snack sign up if you would like to bring your favorite snack and have everybody ooh and all about, you know, what a wonderful cook you are. That's cool. I won't be bringing anything because I'm not a wonderful cook. Jenny is, though. So anyways, if you want to bring something, there's a sign up. Feel free to dig in to whatever's back there every week. And then also, we don't have anything yet, but I'm sure they're going to need to re-engage the cycle for volunteering for Wednesday night serving kids and all that kind of stuff. So if you're not on a rotation there, be thinking about, you know, possibly joining in over there. I don't know where they have gaps to fill. Usually it's like 3-year-olds or 4-year-olds or something like that, right in the middle. So be thinking about that stuff. All right, so let's go ahead and get into what we're going to talk about tonight. You've got some papers on your table there. One of those papers is a survey. We'd like for you to fill that out and just leave it on the table. We'll collect them at the end. And it's basically just details of how big your family is, what kind of things you're dealing with, what you've experienced, what you struggle with. And that's going to help us. You don't have to put your name on that. If you want to, that's fine. If you say that you have like 5 kids, I'll probably know it's Joel, or you know, I'll figure out it's one. You know, it might be Paul, it might be Joel, but it really, we're not trying to figure out who's having what struggles. I mean, we all have struggles. We're just trying to figure out, for the purposes of, you know, what studies we'll do, what direction we'll go in the future, just to kind of gauge, you know, what we're dealing with, and try and help each other out as we trying to figure out this Christian life, family life thing together. So, Real quick, I just wanted to go over the family life, our mission statement, the goal of why we, you know, come in here each week. Family life mission is to create a community within First Baptist Church that's growing closer to Christ and each other while reaching out to the community around us with the gospel. All right, so our goal is to grow closer together, help each other, because we can't do that on Sunday mornings. We can't do that sitting while we're all looking at Jeff, right? It's kind of hard to talk. It would be a little bit rude to talk while Jeff's preaching. I'm sure he wouldn't appreciate that. So it's difficult to get to know one another on Sunday mornings. So we need some sort of other setting that's comfortable, that's hopefully, you know, inviting. You can feel free to talk about whatever you're struggling with. You can feel free to talk about your successes, you know, your favorite thing your kid said that week, the crazy thing your kids are doing, whatever. You know, we need a place to share our Christian lives together and lift one another up through the struggles and enjoy our, you know, the things that are going well. So it being difficult over there, we decided, you know, let's meet each week over here. Let's have half of the time or part of the time be some sort of a lecture or some sort of teaching or some sort of a study. But let's spend most of the time just talking about what we're experiencing in life. Let's spend time just helping one another understand that, hey man, I'm not the only one that struggles with that. You know, I'm not the only one that's selfish sometimes, or I'm not the only one that misunderstands my wife. Maybe I am. So we're all in this together. We're all trying to figure it out at the same time. So we want to help one another to do the best that we can, really. All right. So we want to talk about real everyday issues. We want to glorify Christ with our lives, and He designed this Christian life. God designed this Christian life to be done together. And so we can't just listen to something on Sunday and go try to do it all by ourselves. We got to do this together. All right. So. And then there's the growing. We want to grow closer to Christ, and we want to grow the size of our group by reaching our community around us, reaching our friends, bringing people in that aren't in here now. We grow in maturity and physical size. We grow in maturity as we continue to get together. We discuss things that matter, things that have eternal value, right? And we discuss what God expects out of us. And we do our very best to submit to what He wants, you know, and live for how He wants us to live. All right. So the first study we're going to do, we're going to kind of steal in some of Rich's material, or a lot of Rich's material, or, you know, and some other books that I've read. We're going to go through parenting transitions. You know, Rich talked about, what was that, a month and a week or so ago, on Sunday morning, about going from being the boss to being a coach to being a mentor. And man, if you don't think about those transitions are coming quick, you're still going to be trying to raise a toddler and they're almost 13, right? If you're not paying attention, because this thing's a blur, right? It's moving fast. This train is full speed ahead, and I don't catch when things are changing until I've already made 7 mistakes, and I'm like, I don't know how to recover. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry, you know. And you're struggling to pick up the pieces because you missed the transition. So we've got some street signs on the thing. Changes are ahead, right? We know that if we sit and think about it. But while you're just doing life, You're flying down the highway, right? You're just cruising. And if you miss the signs, you're going to miss your turn. You're going to miss that lane no longer exists in 100 yards. Right? You ever done that? You ever just kind of dazed cruising down, left lane ends in a quarter mile. Oh, left lane's ending. Sorry. You know, like you just cut somebody off because you missed the sign, right? So that's what we want to try and talk about. You know, family life thus far has been young families. It's been, you know, hey, we got little kids. We need them to be properly disciplined. We still need that. All right, we're going to start there. We're going to start with young kids. What do you do? How do you teach them? How do you discipline? What do you discipline? All of those things that we've talked about before, but it's necessary to remind ourselves because most of us still have little ones. Some of you have little ones for the first time. Some of you, you know, it's going to be really good for you to have some of those fundamentals. Maybe it's stuff you heard when you were single and thought, I'm going to do that really good when I'm a dad. And man, it'd be nice if I could remember what I was going to do really good when I was a dad. Well, now that I'm a dad, you know. So we want to reiterate some of the basics, the foundation principles of raising little ones, and then kind of look ahead. You know, what's next? What can we expect? I think you probably have the oldest. What's the age of your children? No, back here, right, Rebecca? How old are your boys? 17. Yeah, you got it probably. Anybody older? Oh, that's right. Yeah, you got one out of the house. Out of the house even. All right, so we've got a decent spectrum, right? So we're not all itty-bitty little ones. So you guys have first-hand experience, you know, with a whole lot of transitions. And Zeke is 13. Almost 13. Almost a teenager in the Van Arsdale household. Scary times, right? So, but the rest of us, you know what? As fast as Elena has gotten to 9, what in the world? She asked, am I going to be a teenager next year? I said, no! No, you're not going to be a teenager. And she's like, I was asking a question. I said, it's just double digits. It's not just 10. It's just 10. It's not teenager. Slow it down. So, you know, and Weston, he's in the 3-year-olds class for the last time today. I mean, come on, slow it down, guys. It's transitioning fast, and Elena's last year has dealt with things at school, bullies and mean girls and all this stuff. I mean, it's in third grade. What in the world? So, how do you help your kids manage those situations? How do you even assume that it's coming that year, that early? I certainly don't have all the answers. I'm right there with you. I'm learning right alongside of you. But we're going to try and, you know, help each other out and help each other look forward a little bit and help our kids by equipping them to know what to expect and how to deal with pressures and how to, you know, how to navigate, you know, one way. One way? I don't want to go one way, you know. Whatever the signs may be that come our way. How do we see it coming? How do we prepare? How do we prepare our kids? You know, that kind of stuff. So, the other sheet you have on your table there is just a questionnaire. It's just for us to talk at the tables, like we normally do. For those of you that haven't had a chance to hang out with us or haven't hung out with us in a while, we usually have some sort of questions to get the table talk going. Normally, we get to the second question at any table I've ever been at. Right? We have plenty of questions, but the conversation usually just flows. So, you know, go with it. It's fine. But the questions are there basically to get you to realize that we're all in this together. We all struggle. We all have successes. We all have failures. We all have weaknesses, and every one of us needs God's help, and we need each other's help. So, go ahead and get that other sheet out. If you want to do your questionnaire first, go ahead and do that, and then just put them in a pile on the table, and we'll gather them up. Again, if there's anything on there that's just uncomfortable for you to answer, you don't need to answer it. I'm not looking for social security numbers and that kind of stuff. So we're just trying to get a feel for things. So go ahead and get the questionnaire and go through that. Thank you.